Welcome to the Moms Making Money podcast, where we unveil the secrets to breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind and making a meaningful impact from the comfort of your home as a pediatric sleep consultant. My mission in life and with this podcast is to guide other women on their unique paths to financial and time freedom through sleep consulting. In this podcast, you will gain insights from inspiring women who have navigated the same journey, providing you with the knowledge and inspiration to create your own success story. I'm your host, Marley Klaus, a sleep consultant, mom of three, and former corporate hustler turned sleep entrepreneur. I am thrilled to have you here with us. Let's go ahead and redefine success one sleep consultant story at a time. Welcome back to the Moms Making Money podcast. I am so excited that you are joining me today because we have a very special episode for you. Today, I am talking to Lori Steele Starr. She is a certified sleep consultant through the Cradle Coach Academy, and she is also a parent coach. And she and I have been on a super secret journey over the last several months, and we have been working on creating a parent coach certification program through the Cradle Coach Academy. So we are so excited that we are finally at a point where we can share this project with the world and be able to help those of you who are interested in pursuing additional education be able to provide even more amazing help and support and skills with the parents that you already work with and beyond. So in this conversation today, Lori and I chat a lot about who this certification is right for, what you can expect to learn from this certification, how this certification can support your existing business or your future business, and so much more. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you just a little bit about Lori, and then we will jump into the episode where you will learn even more about her. So Lori Steele Starr is dedicated to helping parents navigate the wild ride of raising kids by empowering parents through education, support, and a sprinkle of humor. Lori is a certified sleep coach turned passionate parenting coach. As a early childhood educator with over 28 years in the trenches, she is a professional speaker, defender of play and safe, healthy childhoods, and she is a proud mama to two incredible adopted sons. So again, so excited that you are here with us, and let's go ahead and dive into this conversation. Welcome to the show, Lori. I am so excited to have you here today and to be able to share more about you and your background with our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited that you're here. So I would love if you could start out by telling us a little bit about yourself, about your background, and a little bit about yourself personally.
Well, I am a mom of two boys. I think that's my proudest role is my mom role with my boys. And even though they're older, that's one thing that I talk about in the course is that I have two boys that are now in their early 20s. So I've been through a lot of the ages and stages with them. I'm also with that, I would like to say that I have not only the adopted mom role that I get to fall back on, but I fortunately or unfortunately was a single mom for a time. So I can tend to relate to that part of if you're a mom in that role. I am a wife now, a second time. I call it my take two, and I'm very happily married. And I have two stepsons, and they are a little older than my boys. They're in their late 20s. So those are the roles here at home that I take on. In my professional role, I am an early childhood teacher. I teach in the public school district here in, it's a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri, and I love what I do. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm just always looking for more. So I do have my Bachelor of Arts degree in elementary education. And then I got my minor in early childhood education. And I have been teaching for 28 years. And I have been in early childhood that entire time. So little people are my people. I also recently, when my boys got older and I was able to, I got my master's in early childhood education. So that was a personal goal for me. That wasn't so much I wanted that to get more money, or I just always wanted to get my master's. And when the time was right, I did it for myself. So that was a me goal. I love to present. I have presented at many different conferences. I love to have a good family night so that I can talk to my families and educate them, because I feel like as an educator and with the parents that are in my classroom, we're a united front and we need to be on the same page. So if I can ever educate them and get them in to learn, I will do that. I have been conscious discipline trained. Conscious discipline, I talk about it throughout this course. So I have a lot of training when it comes to that. I am very proudly a certified sleep coach by the Cradle Coach. And now I have just scaffolded things. And now I am doing the parent coaching.
That's amazing. So many different things going on and lots of really awesome experience that has a lot of overlap, but also allows you to help families at all different stages. So that's very cool. So what drew you to sleep consulting when you already had this other amazing background in early childhood education, and your background in education itself? What drew you to sleep consulting?
So interestingly enough, I like to walk in the evenings, and I'll listen to, my Instagram stories, or I'll listen to a podcast, or whatever I feel that day. And one day when I was out on my evening walk, I was listening to an Instagrammer that I follow, and her story started talking about how she was using a sleep coach with her youngest son. And she just kept talking about it and how it was changing her life. And, sleep was happening again in their home. And it just like piqued my interest because, like I said, my kids are in their early 20s, and sleep coaching really wasn't a thing when they were little itty bitty or in the toddler phase or preschool stage. And that was a struggle. That was a struggle in our home. So it stayed on my mind for a few days, and I delved deeper into the topic, and I found myself researching, and I was learning more about what the sleep coaching was. And I eventually was looking at different companies that sold the trainings, and I was asking around, like, is there a need for this? Because you don't want to go do a training or and pay and then start a company and not have that need, or the clients out there. And I was learning that this was truly something that people wanted, because we all know the importance of sleep. And so that's really what hooked me, was just hearing about it on that Instagram story, and then the research I did after that. So the more I learned, the more excited I got. And my number one was I wanted to help families. That I just kept coming back to that. It really wasn't about the money. I mean, of course, that's nice, but helping families is truly my passion. So I'm always up for a challenge. And so that was my challenge. And I took it on. And through the journey, I feel like it gave me self-improvement, and there was discovery, and there was that passion I found for sleep coaching. And I still have it. It continues to drive me. I continue to research and learn and grow. And most importantly, I help others. I make a positive impact on those around me. So that's where I learned about it and why I'm here now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the coolest part for most of us is being able to see the impact that our work makes on other families. And it's just the best feeling ever whenever we're able to see their lives truly transformed by the sleep that they are now getting that they had been missing for however long it had been for them. So I know you've mentioned this briefly, and then I will have mentioned this in the introduction of our show, but we have really big news to share that I am so excited about, and I know you are too. So I can't wait to dive more into this. So we have partnered up, you and I, to create a parent coach certification program under the Cradle Coach Academy, where you are sharing your experience and your expertise, which you have mentioned at the beginning of the show, with students to be able to enable them to become parent coaches and add this additional skill to their toolbox, which is amazing and absolutely so needed. So I am so excited and just thank you so much for doing this with me.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I can't tell you how fortunate I feel. And this is truly a dream come true for me. And
Awesome.
the dream come true for me is another way to help families, another way to build connections and relationships with families.
Absolutely. So, okay, let's talk more about this because I know that those who are listening who are interested are going to want to know more about what this would look like. So, how do you feel that becoming a certified parent coach ties in with sleep consulting? And what value does this additional skill bring to existing sleep consultants?
So, when it comes to the rewarding world of coaching, the synergy between a sleep coach and a parent coach, that creates a powerful combination that you can benefit families on multiple levels. So, imagine this. A client seeks help from a sleep coach to establish healthy sleeping patterns for their child. You work with them, you help them, you are successful. That same family finds themselves later in need of in guidance with some parenting challenges. So this is where the transition from sleep coach to parenting coach seamlessly comes into play. So you're going to offer both services, and you can not only provide continuous support for families, but you're deepening that connection with them. You know, the trust and rapport built during the sleep coaching sessions just smoothly transitions into addressing broader family dynamics and parenting strategies. So, another analogy I have for this is, let's say you go see a therapist and you tell the therapist everything, and you grow with this therapist and you make progress with this therapist, and eventually you stop seeing the therapist. Well, later on, life comes at you and you need to return and get some more help. Are you going to go to a new therapist, or are you going to go to somebody you have a connection with and that you already knows your story and already knows you and gets you? Yeah, you're going to go back to what you know. So having this second scaffolding up to parent coaching, just it broadens your menu and how you can help families. So the blend of expertise, it just adds that variety and value, and it allows you to cater to that wider need of needs within that family unit. And when you expand that, you're not only getting stronger relationships and positive growth, you're getting your business is growing. Your referrals are growing, and you're as a person growing. So it's all very positive. So if you're considering expanding your coaching practice, sleep and parent coaching is a really, really nice blend. And like I said, it's going to give you that added value to your clients, and you're going to make that meaningful impact that I personally find so rewarding.
Yeah, I totally agree. You said so many things in that are absolute gold. I loved the analogy. And I think that one of the other big things to think through, and you just mentioned this a little bit with talking about the value that it brings, but in addition to that, it's another way to set yourself apart, right? Like you care enough about your work and you care enough about the families that you work with that you want to continue your education and be able to support them in even bigger ways and be able to add this additional skill set to your resume or whatever you want to call it in order to support them in an even better and stronger way. So it's a very, very cool addition to sleep consulting for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just wanted to mention also that this all came to fruition in my mind personally, because I was doing it for free with my families already. And that I didn't have a problem with that. And I'm still doing it with my families in my classroom. However, I just saw such a need that it needed to be on a grander scale.
Yeah, totally
So,
agree. So, how have you personally integrated your parent coach background with your sleep consulting business? What does that look like for you?
I just merged. I kept my website with my sleep coaching, but it has my parent coaching added in. So I'm not keeping them as separate entities. Everything is blended for me.
Okay, so your packages for sleep consulting, do they offer an add-on for parent coaching, or what does that look like? Or is it just a separate offering within your offers?
Yeah, they are separate. I do have them separate. I'm not finding that the need for both at the same time are so much happening. It's you, they're coming to me for sleep or they're coming to me for parenting. So, but you know, when we work with these littles with that sleep coaching, a lot of times you don't realize you might need the parent coaching until later. So that's where my experience is guiding me.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about those who are listening who are like, well, I'm not a sleep consultant yet. Let's talk about whether this is the right step for them. Like maybe this would be a good starting point. So, do you think that this certification would benefit these individuals who have not yet taken the leap to become a sleep consultant? And if so, how do you feel this could benefit them?
Well, absolutely. They might feel more comfortable in this type of role first. If maybe they're a teacher like me and they're doing something like this already, or maybe this is more of their skill set and this is a safer way for them to dip their toe out there in the pond. So I think that with the parent coaching, it's so similar to the sleep coaching. They're just a different skill set there. So I'm teaching different things, but the formula is very much the same in the end. So if you enjoy challenges and, you know, pushing yourself, either of these are great opportunities. If you're not feeling the sleep, if that feels unsafe, the parenting might be the way to start. Because, you know, each client is unique. Just like sleep coaching, you know, each situation it gives you its ease, each set of challenges. You know, you have challenges with sleep, you have challenges with parenting. And for me, that's what keeps me engaged and motivated. Like it's not stagnant. It keeps my mind going. It keeps me thinking, I've got to try something different. You know, each family is just so unique. So you get the freedom for the career. You talk about that a lot. You talk about how you get to be with your kids when you want to be. You set your own schedule. I'm not there yet. For me, this was part of my retirement plan. I get to retire out of the education system in 3 years. So I'm building myself up for my retirement. And I'm not that old, just so you know. But I think that, you know, you. As a parenting coach or a sleep coach, it's whatever makes you feel safest, wherever you want to start.
I totally agree. I think This is a great way to, kind of test things out and dip your toe in the water and get a feel for what TCCA is like without going straight into our sleep consulting program, which is our biggest program and most involved program. And you'll be able to gain a valuable skill set that you can then use to decide, is this the path that I want to continue on? Do I want to continue to gain additional skills in the parenting space? And if so, then maybe down the road, sleep consulting is something that they choose to add. But I think that, as you've mentioned, this is a great way to get started. So, what do you feel sets our upcoming parent coach certification apart from others out there?
I love this question because I am very passionate about teaching parents so that they have a better understanding of their child. So I do not come in with a whole bunch of do this, do this, do this, do this. I come in with a whole lot of empathy for both sides, and we're going to learn about a child's brain at that age. We're going to learn about just like we learn about sleep regressions with young children and teething, and we're going to learn about different ages and stages and what their little bodies are going through and what expectations should be. Because I think if we don't start with that, then we're not doing justice for the child, which I want to do justice for the child, because I think that building the understanding of what children bring. And when I say bring, I mean like emotionally and mentally. And because I think a lot of times the expectation is too high, possibly. And then we get frustrated and then we just do it for them. And so if we have a better understanding of what we should be expecting and what we should be teaching and how we should be teaching it, because a lot of what I'm teaching parents is where their child is and how to teach them to help them grow to be the human being that we want them to be. When children are born, they're not born with a set of skills. These are things that have to be taught. So that's a big part of my program is working with the parents to teach them. Because if you're not in early childhood education and you're not doing things in this field, you don't have that understanding. The child just is like, here you go, here they are. So we're just helping them get that better understanding. And with that better understanding, we're teaching them ways. We're not just teaching them, oh, this is it. We're going to say, okay, so if we want brain development to happen, this is what this is going to look like. We're going to do this, this, and this to help with this. So there's lot it spells out things beautifully, and there's so much research packed into it that I think that really helps with the buy-in is all the research you're giving to the families. So they're like, oh, okay, that does make sense. And Harvard University backs that. So, we're just equipping parents with that deeper understanding of child behavior. And then we're giving them those effective parenting techniques. And then in turn, we're paving the way for the stronger parent-child relationship. And we're building that relationship on trust and respect and love.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's absolutely amazing that it feels like things are shifting in the last, I don't know how long, probably 5 or 10 years, where parents are getting more support. And I think it's still so hard for a lot of parents to accept that support, whether it's sleep or parent coaching or whatever else, but it's getting easier and it's becoming more acceptable. And more talked about too. I think, even I would say, even when my now 8-year-old was born, I didn't know sleep consulting was a thing then. I didn't know parent coaching was a thing then. And as the years have gone on, it has become a lot more known and a lot more talked about. And I love that we are getting to this place where hopefully, eventually, every parent is getting the support that they need because It is the hardest job in the world that any of us will probably ever do, and it's not like anything else where you get training for pretty much anything else that we do in the world, but not for parenting. So I love that this exists and that we are contributing to that education.
And I also love how our culture is safe enough that people don't feel shamed to get the help they need and that we're allowing that help to be given. So offering that, I think it's gonna, your parents are gonna feel a relief if maybe they're getting that sleep coaching help and they aren't quite sure of how they feel about themselves as a parent. And as if you just have that out there, then they can fall back on it as they need. And like I said, my number one with sleep coaching is that I'm building that relationship with my families. That's the real beautiful part for me and how I get to help them. So same thing with parent coaching. I just feel like it's you're able to really help them and it's safe. You're not shamed by society. And like you said, this is the absolute hardest job. And people are starting to understand that. I think kids are hard and it's okay. It's okay. And this to me is safer than a therapist or a counselor. And a lot of those things scare families. So if we're a good fit, I talk about that as well. In the course, if we're a good fit, then we're a great stepping stone for that to happen.
Yeah, and I would say most of the time, and I'm hoping you agree with us, but most of the time, I think especially in extreme situations with children behavior and whatever else is going on, as parents, we tend to think, they need therapy, or we need, all of these other more in-depth situations to intervene, when the reality is we as parents need information and education and support on how we can respond differently and how we can react differently to various situations and be able to support our child through those situations versus it being a fault of the child, if that makes sense. And so I think one of the really cool things about integrating sleep consulting with parent coaching is that maybe parents will get support earlier than they would have. Maybe they won't wait until they're in a place where they are desperate and they feel like they don't know what they're doing, and all of a sudden behavior is out of control and their child is older and they don't know how to handle it, and then they reach out for help. Maybe instead, because they know the sleep consultant who they trust, who they worked with when their child was 6 months old, is also a parent coach, they would be willing to reach out for support earlier, before things get to a point where they feel desperate and like it's more difficult to address.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I think sometimes we tend to overreact, and in that overreaction, we might do things like a therapist or even medication. And I like having this option. And that's why, as a teacher, that's why I find myself working with so many of my families, because I put the stop sign up and I say, wait, we're going to try this first. We have some other options here, because honestly, it's a lot, connection and consistency and routines and boundaries. There's a lot of things we can do to get it right.
I agree. Okay. So, I would love to hear what you are most excited about when it comes to putting this program out into the world for others to be able to benefit from.
Oh, I'm just so excited that this is going to set our sleep coaches or just parent coaches apart from other methods, because they are going to be educating with that unique approach to understanding the brain and how it works in relation to parenting and just the formula of how we're going to come up with that parenting plan. And we're going to we're going to give them the help they need, and they're going to feel so effective and strong, and they are going to just nurture their child in all the growth and development they make because they now have the tools. So I'm just excited about arming our parents with the ability, to have that empowerment and the knowledge to make the difference in their family dynamics. So I just really, I love the fact that we're just not gonna throw a bunch of band-aids out. We're gonna really deepen that understanding of like why the child behavior is happening, whatever that behavior is, and we're gonna be arming them with the effective parenting techniques. So, we're gonna pave the way for that stronger parent-child relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. I'm so excited. So is there anything else that you want to share that we have not talked about yet?
Well, I did just want to say that, if I haven't said it enough already, that there's like a real need for this. And it's just such a smart and obvious choice to scaffold your business and take it to that next level. Because I love sleep coaching and I get a lot of satisfaction from it, but the parent coaching gives me more satisfaction, not more as in more than sleep, but I'm just able to help more people in a different way. So when I see families that are functioning and they're feeling that joy again, it's just such a great feeling that I walk away with. And again, I have a relationship with this family. They're not my best friend, obviously, but I do feel like they would refer me to other people because we have a relationship. I have helped them. And that just gives me a lot of joy.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. Okay, cool. Well, can you share where the anybody who's listening can connect with you on social media or your website, whatever you want to share?
You bet. Like I said, I have just combined both. So my website is www.sayyestorest.com. So
Okay.
my sleep build business is say is Yes to Rest, and my parent coaching is No to Woes. I'm all rhymy over here.
I love it.
And then on Facebook you can find me, it's Yes to Rest, and then Instagram is yes_to_rest.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. And we'll put those, of course, in the show notes as well. All right. Well, Lori, thank you again so much for doing this. And I'm so excited to get this out in the world and be able to share it with so many families that need it, and sleep consultants and other professionals who are looking for additional skills to add to their skill set. So, again, thank you for partnering with me on this, and thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. And if anybody has any questions, please reach out. I am very, very approachable. So it has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again for being here today and for taking the time to listen to this conversation between Lori and I. If you are interested in learning more about our parent coach certification, we have our waitlist live officially today on April 15th. So you can go ahead and head on over to thecradlecoachacademy.com/waitlist, and you can learn all about why it benefits you to be on the waitlist and also a little bit more about the program itself. If you decide to join our waitlist and you are interested in joining our program, you will be one of the first to enroll in this program. And the benefit of that is that you will get $200 off the original enrollment fee in comparison to what it will be after the waitlist timeframe. And you will also have an opportunity to get the program completely free. So the enrollment itself will only be shared with those who are on the wait list. And then as soon as the enrollment is open, which will take place on April 22nd, The very first person to purchase the program and pay in full will get a complete refund on their program cost. So there are definite benefits to being on our wait list and also to being one of the first individuals to enroll. So again, head on over to thecradlecoachacademy.com/waitlist to join the wait list today. Once again, thank you so much for being here today, and I will see you back here again next week.
Whether you are listening to this while sitting in school pickup line, while taking care of your kiddos, while you were supposed to be working, or whatever else, I don't take it lightly that you took the time out of your day to do so. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. We are on a mission to help as many moms as possible with finding time freedom. And it really helps us out if you hit that subscribe or follow button and write a review to get it in front of more women who need it. And again, if you are ready to stop the hustle and you want to have more time freedom, head on over to thecradlecoachacademy.com/workshop to join our next live workshop. Until then, I will see you here next time.